We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2676, and we're in the period of the judges. We're up to Gideon. So Gideon was the judge from the tribe of Menashe, and he judged the Jewish people for 40 years. You recall that Gideon was the one who destroyed the Baal in his hometown, and the altar of the Baal, and they gave him a nickname, Yerubal, stands for Yarev Bo Habal. The Baal should fight him. So Gideon lived from the year 2676 till 2716. That was the period when he was judge. He is the sixth person in the order of passing on the tradition. Under his reign, we began the period, the 7 years where we were under the Midianites. So that's under Gideon. You remember Gideon led us to that great victory against the Midianites. Then his son Avimelech, in the year 2716, his son from the concubine, he judged, he was ruling the Jewish people for 3 years. And he's the one who murdered his 70 brothers. We move on to Tola ben Pua, who was a judge for 23 years. We don't know that much about him. And he is the seventh person in passing on the tradition. Tola ben Pua is from the tribe of Yisachar. Then we come to Ya'ir HaGiladi, who's also judged for 22 years. And again, we don't know that much about him. There was an overlap of 2 years between him and Tola ben Pua. And again, he was eighth in passing down the tradition. We're holding in the year 2764. We have the Ammonite rules over Israel for 18 years. And that's when Yiftach is brought in to take care to fight the Ammonites. Now, during Yiftach's reign, Eli is born. Eli is going to live to the age of 98. Eli or Shmuel are the final judge. Eli is the one that brought up Shmuel. Eli is the high priest. And now we're up to the story of Yiftach from the tribe of Menashe. Yes?
How can there be overlap?
There were times where two judges ruled. We had this numerous times in the period of judges.
Kind of on the training?
So the concept of Ein Malchut Nogat Bechaverta Afilu Kim Lo Nima, that one rulership doesn't touch the next one even for a hair's width. So that's that. If you look closely where it appears in Talmud, you learn that it means both the rulership of having two kings and of having one king. Meaning, Hashem decides when a person is supposed to be the sole king, and then the period of having dual kingship can't overlap that more than Hashem has limited it. But the idea that one can't touch the other hair's width means the amount that Hashem has given it, it cannot be extended even a hair's width beyond that. But Hashem will sometimes say, Mr. X will be king, or Shmuel will be the sole leader of the Jewish people for this number of years. Then Shmuel will lead us together with Shaul, and then you'll have Shmuel, Shaul, and David. But each one is given their period of time while they're king. You see that David was appointed king while Shaul was still alive. On some levels it was activated, on others it wasn't. But again, you see that he was also Mashiach Hashem. David was Mashiach Hashem. Okay. I'm just saying, you see this idea. If you look closely where it appears in Talmud, means that the amount of a time that Hashem grants each king cannot be shifted at the expense of another king. But sometimes Hashem says, these two will rule in unison. And that cannot be shifted. That's
Shua and Shaul never ruled in unison, or Shaul and David never ruled in unison.
It's not so clear. You see that Shmuel and Shaul were both in charge. In Shmuel's time, in Shaul's time, saying Shmuel wouldn't take them out to war, but Shmuel, look at the Gemara.
Okay, I'm thinking, I can understand Shmuel with Shaul, but not Shaul and David, definitely.
Okay, we'll look over the Gemara and see together.
I was thinking of Shmuel,
Even David and Shlomo. So the Talmud says that Hashem, the commentaries say it there, where Hashem tells David he will pass away on Shabbos, and David asks, can we make it Sunday? And Hashem says, it's come time for Shlomo to be king, and a rulership can't touch another rulership even a hair's width. So the commentaries say, but David appointed Shlomo as king in his lifetime. Shlomo was already king when David was alive. So the commentaries say, right. The idea was, Shlomo was given the rulership of a dual rulership between him and David for X amount of time. And that Shabbos, it was Shlomo's time to be king alone. And that couldn't overlap even a hair's width. The commentaries there say that. That's where it's discussed. So we have Yiftach from the tribe of Menashe. He is the ninth in the line of the tradition. There's a discussion exactly how many years he was judged. Yiftach says it's been 300 years since the time of Joshua, since we conquered the Ammonite territory. Why are you guys coming up now? From there we understand that 300 years passed from Yoshua till Yiftach. But again, the 7 years of being subservient to Midian are really under Gidon's rule. The Navi doesn't, when the Navi says a number like 300, we don't take that to mean literally 300. It could be it was 293, and the Navi rounded it. Yes? Correct. Correct. But it was the last year of Moshe's rule. You're right. Okay, another big number that we use to figure out dates is it says that when the temple was built, it was 600 years since we left Egypt. So that's also an important marker in figuring out how many years passed between the different Shoftim and Shaul and David, etc. So that that we'll still figure out. Okay, so we're up to the period of Ivtzan, who our sages say is Boaz. And we have the whole story of Ruth. He was the 11th judge. He was judge for 7 years. We're holding the year 2787. Rashi writes that Boaz was 300 years old when he gave birth to Oved. Our sages say that each one over there lived to 300 years old. Our sages say the night Boaz married Ruth, he died that night. Before he married Ruth, he already had 30 sons and 30 daughters, and they all died in his lifetime. But the commentaries point out that his son Oved outlived him, that he lived more than 400 years. And Ruth outlived all of them, because she lived to see King Solomon sit on the throne. So she lived a very long life. So that's okay. That's the story in a nutshell. Okay.